Hey everybody, welcome to the Star Wars Canon Cantina, a show where we try to answer the question, who is Luke Skywalker, before the release of Star Wars Episode 9. My name is Mike. I am a lifelong Star Wars fan, somewhat seasoned podcaster. Glad you're tuning in and joining us today. Us being me and my co-host and Star Wars best friend of more than 25 years, Jesse. Jesse, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, Mike. And a little background on me is I'm a Star Wars fanatic. I'm going to call Mike a fanatic as well. He has no say in the matter.
I agree.
A semi-seasoned podcaster as well. Let's just talk about real quick, Mike, our history with Star Wars and why we're so passionate about this character of Luke Skywalker and this canon.
That's right. So, our history with Star Wars goes way back. We met when we were like 5 or 6 years old and like, hey, you like Star Wars? I do. Neat. Let's be best friends. And it's kind of gone on from there.
yeah, post 25 years.
Here we live in different states now. I live out here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Jesse is still... are you going to say Tulsa or Broken Arrow?
Tulsa.
Yeah, Jesse's back in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But we've stayed friends this whole time, stayed Star Wars buddies. We've been to Celebration together. And we started talking to each other about Star Wars because we do it all the time. And we came upon this interesting idea, the division caused by The Last Jedi that centered around Luke Skywalker. So to give you some context, I really, really like, probably love The Last Jedi. Jesse, what do you think about it?
It's all right.
And that's a totally fine opinion to have. But,
you know, something we're going to come up a lot on this, Mike, I got to mention it while we're here. Star Wars is very large, very vast. A lot of different films, a lot of different directors, a lot of different stories, a lot of different mediums, a lot of different artistic elements of Star Wars. And, you know, there's things that people love, there's things that people don't like, there's things people hate, unfortunately, and I'm not in that category.
No.
For me, I love it all. So for me, it's like The Last Jedi is, you know, the hamburger that was my third choice, you know, at the place I wanted to go. I still want it, you know what I mean? So I love anything Star Wars, and I eat up every moment. So, and I'm really excited to go on this journey, and I want to talk about my favorite character. That is Luke Skywalker, and what he means to me, and what he means to you, what he means to culture, and why is there this division?
That's right. So the reason we've started this podcast is The Last Jedi in its release was a turning point for Star Wars fandom. Some fans like me embrace it as a favorite. Some fans hate it. Some rank it with the prequels, somewhere in between. And some people on both sides of fandom take these fan arguments entirely too far. But one of the most common complaints of The Last Jedi that is, you know, rooted in sound conversation and not, you know, bigotry, is the development and treatment of Luke Skywalker. A lot of people latched onto an early quote from Mark Hamill, you know, and the hashtag not my Luke became an internet rallying cry. So we thought with episode 9 being a year and a half away, we want to really dive into the character of Luke Skywalker, the things that happened to him, both in the current Disney canon and in the old expanded universe, the Legends canon, and try to just understand different fandom perspectives that have caused such a division.
Right, Mike. So each week on the show, we're going to break down the character and development of Luke Skywalker throughout Legends and the new Disney canon. We're going to do our best to connect the dots of Luke's adventures through the old EU and find out how he is a different Luke from the current canon hero. And then we're going to debate which version of Luke would make The Last Jedi Luke better. So in exploration of the canon and Luke Skywalker, Mike, we're also going to approach the Star Wars timeline chronologically, as we see Luke at the beginning, all the way to The Last Jedi. So that's a lot of content. Definitely. And we're going to examine him and all that. But I'm going to mention real quick the ways we're going to look at Luke Skywalker and the different tiers of his character and how he is portrayed in different mediums.
Yeah, we've kind of landed on four different perspectives here.
Right. So we have the traditional old Luke Skywalker from the original trilogy. So the old films, just the trilogy by itself. What is that Luke Skywalker like? What is his arc like over the three films? We're going to examine that. And not only are we going to examine that just through the films, Mike, we're going to return to this Luke through future sources that are not related to this original trilogy.
That's right. So the first perspective is Luke in the movies, sort of like your dad watching Star Wars and knowing about Luke Skywalker.
Right.
The second one would be Luke from the original trilogy, but perhaps from our perspective, the Star Wars fanatic who consumed everything in the old expanded universe, the movies, the games, and everything in between.
Right. So then that leads us to the third perspective on Luke, Mike, which is the new trilogy, the JJ started trilogy onward, the sequels. And that is Luke Skywalker and The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi.
In addition to the original trilogy, yeah. And right. And then we'll look at it also from the fanatic perspective, the new trilogy movies and the new Disney canon books and comics and everything. So these new Luke perspectives are going to be changing with the release of new material over the next couple of years, and that's an exciting
thing. Oh, I can't wait for that. Yeah, I can't wait to talk to you guys about new Luke content, because frankly, Mike, at this point in July of 2018, the Luke content has been fairly scarce in the new Disney canon.
That's right.
And I think that's going to dramatically change now that we've seen him in The Last Jedi. They feel free to release the rest of the content to us, so I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm excited and ready as well. So in addition to our exploration of Star Wars canon and Luke Skywalker, we'll also feature some recurring segments such as the HoloNet or breaking Star Wars news. Now, we may not be especially timely with everything, but it'll be, relatively recent Star Wars news, either related to expanded content like books or even film information.
Right. We're never going to be a news show, Mike, but every important information of Star Wars that you need to know, that's the overarching stuff, we're going to mention and we're going to let you guys know. The next part, Mike, we're going to have on the show is a segment called the Djar Table. So there's been a lot of Star Wars video games. There's a lot of Star Wars video games coming. And we want to delve into their impact on canon, the gaming world, and culture at large.
Yeah, that's right. And then another segment that we'll do, we don't serve your kind here. We're going to call out the actions of Star Wars fandom that really have no business being around. They just need to leave and won't be missed. The reason we put those three first is we've actually already recorded some of those segments.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to return. So, Mike, the next section we have is the Criticism Corner. That's the criticism corner of this very cantina, where we take a look beyond The Last Jedi to other parts of Star Wars that have earned some criticism. We're looking at some things like, Jar Jar to some people, the Inquisitor's helicopter lightsabers.
Those were awesome.
And not Mike, really. I got to mention your favorite here. Go ahead and say it.
The werewolves from the Crystal Star, that whole book. I'm excited and dreading that episode all at once.
I think I'm going to read it.
That. If we're planning this far ahead, I will try to read that one when we get to it as well.
We all don't like it, so. But yeah, we're going to mention stuff that people have earned some criticism, and maybe some things, Mike, we're going to re-examine. Like you said, a lot of our stances have changed on things from the prequels and books, and we're older, we can look at things in a lighter way, especially with kids around and things like that. Yeah, which leads us right into the next section.
Take a look to our Shadows of the Empire episode for some of that. The next segment is the Blue Milk Bar. We're going to explore Star Wars content intended for younglings and how to connect kids to a galaxy far, far away. I'm making us do this one because I've got a one-year-old youngling named Ben who I am excited to expose to all the Star Wars stuff that I loved growing up.
Now this is pod racing. And the last thing we have here is we're going to have some random topics like movie rankings, favorite parts of our films, favorite parts of these books, which are some of my favorite parts of all of Star Wars are in these books, exploring fun or important side characters that we really think need to have some more light shown on them, and maybe introduce you guys at home to some of these side characters, and whatever else was going to make the podcast fun, informative, and enjoyable to you guys at home.
That's right. So if you've made it this far through our preview episode, we hope you're interested in hearing some of the actual content that we have for you. And the good news is our first two episodes are already live. Episode one for us is about Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, and our second episode is about The Empire Strikes Back. And next week, our third episode about Shadows of the Empire, the popular 90s multimedia project. Shadows of the Empire will be up next week. And here's where I will admit to screwing some stuff up. As with most podcasts, we've had some early kinks to work out, and I screwed up a little bit. I put the Ben Quadraneros before the quad engines, and I in our first two episodes, talked about our Twitter account before I'd finished setting it up. So if you're interested in following us on Twitter, you can find us at The Canon Cantina.
Right. You also forgot our Instagram, Mike, which I'm going to mention, which is just at Canon Cantina. And most importantly, guys, we have our Facebook page. Please like our page. Please share it with people. And please foster discussion there. So every time we post an episode, we encourage you guys to have discussion on Facebook and Twitter with us and with other people. What did we get right? What did we get wrong? What did we forget? Because we forget a lot. And what are your favorite parts of Luke Skywalker and this particular episode or arc we are examining?
That's right. So if you're already on board, subscribe. Great. And if you've listened to our other episodes, give us a review if you like what we do. And if there are some things that we can do better, let us know. Send us an email at canoncantina@gmail.com.
So if all that sounds good to you guys at home, subscribe to our show and join us for our first episode, which is Star Wars A New Hope, where we examine Luke's beginnings on the farm to rebel hero.
That's right. Go back and rewatch the movie like we did, and then join us in our first official episode. Thanks for joining us here at the Canon Cantina. Hope you had a good time. Cheers, everybody.
May the Force be with you. Cheers.
Boring conversation anyway.